Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tyvus from the Browns Radio Network. Hello, sir.
Hello. How is it on a Victory Monday?
Yeah.
Rare. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was a question. I thought there was a question coming after that.
Nah.
How is it on a Victory Monday?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He was just wondering how we're doing today.
Oh, we're doing good. Thanks, Titus.
There's no real issue. We have some people who are ready to put up the statue for Shador that you warned everybody about yesterday. That said,
that's only natural. I mean,
sure, everybody was excited. They won the game, and Shador did a very solid job. So I certainly want to see more. Tyvus, you said yesterday on the post game show what?
I think he earned the right to allow us to see another game. I think that obviously, you know, Kevin was very non-committal after the game. But, you know, the good news is usually he come out and say, Dylan's a starter. You know, a couple of weeks ago he came out, when Dylan's healthy, Dylan's a starter. When he asked him yesterday, he just said, well, I'm focused on today. So he hasn't given you an answer. So that's a little progress there. Progress, because 2 weeks ago when Dylan was healthy, Dylan was a starter. So, you know, that's how I look at it. You gotta learn how to read between the lines with Kevin. It's very hard at times, but he gives you the answer without giving you the answer.
And I would think you'd have to tell Dylan before he told us, right?
Correct. I think that you out of just respect for him. Hey, Dylan, I love what you're doing. We got to roll with Shador for another week. It was a lot of momentum there. I want to see what we can do with him. But stay ready, because you never know how this game could go. And any given moment, we can pull him and go back to you. You know, and Shador will probably know that as well. But at the end of the day, you just got to roll with the high hand right now.
The other thing is, too, I mean, the decision might be made for him. If they say he's still in protocol, then there's no decision. It's easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a thing as well, but hopefully, I would hope he don't stay in that long, because that means it's kind of a nasty concussion.
Every concussion is different. We can go through the class again. Every concussion. Anyway, what did you like? What did you like about what he did, what Shador did yesterday, and what did you not like?
I like the fact that he cleaned up the rolling around, scrambling around. He learned to step up in the pocket, you know, to avoid sacks and things like that. I thought that was really nice. It looked different from 1 week of just him being a starter, you know. It's good to know that he was able to fix a lot of the little things, you know. And I think it was only a couple of throws where I scratched my head a couple of times, like the one he threw to Dylan Sampson that Jamal Adams got flagged for. I thought that one was kind of a head scratcher. I don't know what Cedric Tillman was doing. I feel like he tried to hit Cedric Tillman twice, and he just kind of like stopped on the route. It was weird. But I thought he did well. I thought he did a great job when he scrambled around. He kind of went like laterally and bought himself some time to throw the ball down the field. So I liked that, and he was extremely accurate. I mean, one thing that they said about him coming out was that he's a guy that – he throws a very accurate deep ball, and they did a good job of allowing him to showcase that.
And that said, what do you think about the play calling and the game plan that was put together for Shador in his first start?
I thought that they did a good job of trying not to do too much. I thought that he found his open guys when he needed to, and he extended the plays when he needed to. Like the Judy probably seemed like it was an improvisation, and he was able to find him. I'm not 100% sure that that Isaiah Bond play was dialed up for Isaiah Bond, but he did a really good job of scrambling around to buy himself some time to get that route off. I mean, I thought the offensive line did a great job of protecting him as well. Obviously, the interception he'd like to have back, I don't know. I guess I don't know how he didn't see that. It was like right there when the guy popped out. He was looking. It seemed to me like he was looking right at him, and he just kind of threw it. I don't know what that was about, but I thought that once they got the lead, they turned very conservative, which is exactly the approach you want to do for a young quarterback like Shador making his first start. So I had no issue with that. I know people had issue with the Wildcat stuff on the goal line, but listen, I'm trying to score points. We ain't been scoring. I mean, we was able to get 20 points yesterday, so it was a win in my book.
Let's talk about the other big story of the day, Myles Garrett coming up with more sacks and more sacks, and he keeps coming up with more sacks after this. What are we watching right now? Do we need to take a moment, step back, and go, man, this is one of the best seasons for any defensive lineman in the history of the league? Do we need to take a deep breath on this and enjoy?
Yeah, we have not seen the crazy thing about it is we talk about like all these sack records and stuff, but like it took some of those guys all the way to like the last games of the season. He doing this and it's still like six games.
Yeah, six to go. Yeah,
like it's ridiculous. Like he really will shatter this record if he continues at the pace that he's been at.
You played defensive back in the NFL. So, you know, you saw defensive ends. You've worked with defensive ends. You know what these guys are all about. What is it about him that has made him such a standout player? Is it his speed? Is it what is it?
It's everything. I mean, it's the speed. It's the physicality. It's the finesse. It's literally like usually everybody got a thing. Like you got speed rushers. You got guys that bull rush. He literally does all of that. I mean, it's so hard. You don't know what you're going to get. And then, like, you sit there and you think,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Put three people on that side, that'll slow him down for certainly. And no, he still finds a way to get home. Like, think about it as a quarterback. I'm a slide protection that way. I'm going to have a tight end over there, a tackle over there, and I'm going to send a running back over there. So therefore, I should not worry about the left side. And yet, the sack comes from the left side. Like, it's crazy. It really is what he doing. And I hope people understand, like, that man has become very relentless in the pass rush. And if he going to continue to play like this, he will. There's no stopping him.
The interesting part of this to me, yes, he's been incredible. The rest of the defensive line has done more than come along for the ride. The defensive tackle play, I think, has been really good. Alex Wright wasn't in there yesterday, but he's been good on the other side, got the new contract. It looks like they've built a unit that allows Myles to excel even more than he has in the past.
Yeah, I think that when you look at just what that interior, that D-line is doing, it's allowing that quarterback, you know, that push is coming from up the middle. The quarterbacks usually are taught to step up in the pocket, you know, to avoid, you know, the rush. But when you got that pocket being pushed into their lap, they can't do that. So I thought they're doing a really good job of, you know, getting that interior push. And when those quarterbacks try to avoid and they try to go outside, Myles is already standing right there. So that, to me, has also played a huge factor into why Myles has been able to have the season that he's had.
Are we good with the play calling right now? We're a couple weeks in. It seems like it's 50-50. I know we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but you had a chance to watch another game. I think maybe Daryl and I talked about it after the game. But, you know, it was a little bit leaning one way over the other yesterday, but it's been pretty much 50-50 since Tommy Rees took over.
Anytime you score over 20 points, I have no problem with the late call.
Fair. That's fair.
I think that's we know what the marker is. They was able to get over 20 points. So to me, that's a well-called game.
Okay, so Chip Kelly gets fired after this one. Another offensive assistant for the Raiders gets fired. Raiders are now 2-9. It can't take away the fact that the Browns won the game because the Raiders were on the schedule. You got to go play them. You didn't beat the Jets. The Jets were even worse. The Raiders got beat. San Francisco this week. What should we expect?
Kyle Shanahan is an unbelievable play caller. He's going to find something. He's going to find something that's a weakness, and he's going to try to exploit it. And he's going to come back to it and see if you can fix it. He's going to doctor it up in different formations to make you think it's something different, but he's attacking the same point. So we got to be really thorough in what our job responsibilities are and making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Because if not, he will find it, and he will make it a long day. But the number one thing we have to do is stop Christian McCaffrey. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey is a leading rusher, and I think he's the leading receiver for them this year. So he is the key to the game, in my personal opinion.
I'm worried about this. Well, I'm not worried. The stadium will be nuts this week. Maybe we might want to do the show remote if Kevin doesn't decide that Shador is the quarterback this week, right? We might want to go somewhere like, I don't know, how does Indianapolis sound? Maybe we'll do the show from Indianapolis this week if he decides to. I can't imagine what it's going to be like at the stadium if he decides not to start Shador.
It's going to be the Boo Birds will be out again like they were the last they were out there. So, it'll be hard to try to tell people that, you know, you're trying to win games. If you just seen that guy had that performance and they won in that fashion, and now he's not the starting quarterback.
Menigan has a thought for you. You ready? He says, why does Jim Schwartz always seem to do a good job against Kyle Shanahan? In other words, Brown's defensive coordinator against the play caller, who is very good.
Oh, you know, Jim Schwartz is very aggressive in what he's doing with the play calling. So I think that maybe that message throws a wrinkle. But if you got the players that can be disruptive, especially in the middle, in the interior on the offensive line or on the defensive line, that always will change things up.
I can't let him go without doing this. Did you wake up thinking about that team up north when you woke up this morning?
Listen, as soon as the clock hit triple zeros on Saturdays, I thought about the team up north.
And can they continue doing what they're doing, or do you have any reservations? Why is this game so weird? Because let's be honest, you should go in there and think, okay, Ohio State should win. Shouldn't be any problems, but yet it's Michigan.
It's a lot of injuries. Both teams are dealing with injuries this year, so it makes it all the way weird because of that. But I feel like as long as Jeremiah and Carnell plays, it's not. I don't see it. I think last year they fell into that narrative of they had to run the ball because then they put that stat out, whatever team runs the ball, the best wins. And I think Ryan Day fell for it. Well, he admitted that he fell for that. And that's exactly what the Wolverine wanted. He played in their hands. I think you learn from your past mistakes and you don't have that happen again. So I'm confident they'll win this year.
Have a fine Thanksgiving. And then hopefully your Buckeyes come through, and then hopefully your Browns come through next Sunday. We'll talk to you. A pregame show with Andy, postgame show with me.
Sounds good. See you, gentlemen, next week. Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs.
Go Turkey. Thank you very much, Tyvus.
See ya.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.